It was a chance to head into the bye on a high note, a chance to prove something on the national stage, but most importantly, increase their lead in the AFC West. Instead, the same things that plagued Denver in their other two losses this year did once again on Monday night, as the Broncos dropped to 4-3 with a 41-7 loss at New England.
Well, obviously, Patriots played much better than we did. The obvious, we went into the game knowing we couldn't turn the football over. And anytime you turn the ball over five times and you get no turnovers in return, obviously good things aren't going to happen.
It's not good. I mean, it's definitely not good. Famous quote, it's not time to panic, but it's definitely time to worry right now. We didn't move the ball well in offense. Defense, when they had their shots, you know, they missed. And special teams, we gave up a few big plays. So it's all of us. It's all three phases of the game right now, not getting it done.
Five turnovers, two of them coming on their first two offensive drives, and they were costly. The first on an Andre Hall fumble, ending a 12-play drive to open the game, and the second again coming from Hall on the Broncos' next possession at the Patriot 38-yard line.
But you can't turn the football over. We had two drives, and methodically we were moving the ball down the field, and you know, just like New England, you might not score touchdowns, but you got to kick field goals. When you turn the ball over against a good defense, and good things usually don't happen. You know, one thing you can't do is beat yourself, and with the penalties we had and the turnovers, it wasn't a good sign.
The Broncos know the story in each of their losses, and just need to find a way to not turn the ball over.
I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and continue to talk about turnovers. It's the probably third week in a row, you know, of me being up here and y'all asking about turnovers. I think everybody across the country knows turnovers have been killing us in our losses, and it did it again tonight.
I don't know. You tell me. Things be happening a lot.
Is that a mental thing?
Mental thing. It's a physical thing. I mean, it's a lot of things, you know. It's sometimes just bad luck. A lot of things went wrong early. A couple fumbles, pick. It's kind of been our MO the last, in our losses anyway.
And on defense, 38 carries, 287 rushing yards from the Patriots. And Denver will just need to get back to work on fixing an issue that has hurt them all year.
We had to do much better with our rush defense. You know, going in the game, we thought we had improved. Obviously, they ran the football very successfully on us. Did some good things early with putting pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, couldn't get it done down the stretch. I would just keep on working, Obviously, we gave up some big plays today. We missed some tackles, and, you know, when you play an eight-man front, you miss one, and they've got running backs made some big plays. But we just got to go back to the basics. You know, did a couple good things in pressure situations and had a little pressure on the quarterback and made a couple penalties there that kept some drives alive. But we've got some work to do on both sides of the ball. Champ, I'm not really sure right now if he'll be back. You know, he went out early in that second quarter with a hamstring. And we'll just have to wait and see how he is.
The Broncos left New England banged up as well. Jay Cutler hurt his head on the first play of the game, and despite being replaced by Patrick Ramsey for one series before the half, played the rest of the game. Champ Bailey left and did not return with a groin injury, as did his brother Boss with a twisted knee in addition to that ankle injury. And Dre Bly left the game briefly but returned. A bye just might be the best thing for the Broncos. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.